Hello and welcome to another Sci-Fi Short. I'm Joe, and if this is your first Sci-Fi Short, it's where we take a concept or a meme and try and break it down into a concise, circa 5-minute video. Obviously, these concepts are sometimes far more complicated than we have the time to present, so I do give links to other videos and resources either in the comments or in the video itself. Tonight, we are covering off another in the Bad Atheist Memes series. We atheists have a number of things in our tool belts, and one of those things is memes. Many of these memes are oversimplifications or just flat out wrong. So I thought I would create a series to address some of our worst memes and explain why they are so bad. Another meme you often see variations of is that claim that theists are dumb. Many of us atheists seem to pride ourselves on being smarter, more moral, and more rational than theists, and will get incredibly defensive when it's suggested this is not the case, or that we are not all that bright, even by one of our own. Like you can see in the top right-hand corner, there's Evans Murphy talking about how we're not that much of a bright bunch, and he got completely flamed by the internet atheist community for suggesting that. I think it's a terrible argument because there's plenty of intelligent theists and plenty of dumb atheists. Simply being an atheist doesn't instantly make you smart, nor does it make you rational or moral. A hasty generalization about the intelligence of theists will not win favor or convince theists to drop their beliefs or even make you look good. Einstein was a pantheist, or maybe an agnostic atheist later in life. Faraday was a Christian, Kepler was a Christian, Heisenberg Christian, and so many more are examples of intelligent theists. And you can even find them online as well. There's you have your apologist kind, which tend to be quite bad if they're the standard apologist, and then you have those that have a much deeper understanding and are incredibly bright, even if I do disagree with them on their conclusion about God. I think it comes down to the type of theist that you speak to. If all of your interactions are with the dogmatic, fundamentalist, biblical, literalist type, you probably have a worse view of theists. And that's actually a small minority of theists, and if you widen your circle and approach the conversation dialectically rather than heuristically, you'll probably find you can have some great conversations and meet some really bright theists. IQ is often brought up. If we excuse for a moment that there is a geographical or racial bias to IQ and that it's a moving average, I mean, we're getting smarter as a species, although it doesn't really seem like that at times, and think about IQ as if it really is a good conclusive measure for intelligence, which isn't, we can examine some of the images and articles that I've been sent. Just to clarify though, there are lots of issues with IQ measurements, and at best it's an indicator on how quick someone will be able to pick things up and should not be a final judgment. So this one I was sent, it shows four different groups. Atheist, agnostic, liberal, dogmatic. It's quite unclear what liberal and dogmatic refer to in terms of theism. Liberal could mean a secular theist or someone that takes more of a metaphorical take on their holy book, and dogmatic could be anything from a literalist to someone who just strictly abides by all of the rules. Atheist and agnostic in this context are easier to decipher, as they seem to be being used how they are most commonly used in philosophy. Atheist is one that holds the belief gods do not exist, or a positive, hard atheist, and agnostic is one that suspends judgment in regards to the existence of gods, which might be known colloquially as a negative or weak atheist, or even the lack of belief atheist. A score of 100 is average, and of the people who took the test, there was a spread of 105 to 111. So all people who took the test were slightly above average, on average. As the late George Carlin said, the average person isn't that smart. Slightly above average isn't that smart either. So in IQ terms, on average, neither theists nor atheists are that smart. If you want to think about it in percentage terms, an average student is a C student. Let's say a C student has an average score of 70%. The next major marker on IQ is 120, that's superior. So let's call that a B student with an average of 80%. Using those figures, an IQ of 105 is basically 73.5%, and an IQ of 111 is 77.7%. So from the most dogmatic theist to the hard atheist, the spread is 4.2%, and both are C students. It's not really worth bragging about, and my point still stands. On average, none of us are that bright. Here we have an even smaller spread of IQ and the level of religiosity it relates to in adult life. I mean, make what you want from it, but I think my comments on the previous slides stand for this one too. So why do atheists and agnostics tend to score better on IQ tests, even if it's just by a little? Well, it's a complex question, and I will cover in full at a later date, but the key points to consider are sample sizes, biases in the IQ tests, religious and theistic beliefs tend to be more intuitive or emotional, so they might have a higher emotional intelligence, or EQ, whereas IQ tests tend to be focused on the more logical. And we could say that, you know, atheists tend to be more analytical. Not always, but they tend to. Not enough information or analysis is provided about things like location, financial situation, family size, age, and upbringing in any of that data. So it's kind of hard to really make proper judgments from it. You're basically taking things out of context and turning them into memes. So in summary, atheists do tend to score slightly better than theists on average. Both theists and atheists don't tend to seem to have much difference between their scores, though. In other words, on average, none of us are that bright. And if that doesn't convince you, well, watch the average conversation between theists and atheists online. And that's it. You know, as I said, these are really quick videos. I think the main thing I want people to take away from this is to not overgeneralize and, you know, make assumptions like all theists are stupid or being an atheist makes you smart. I think there are plenty of bright theists, and I think you can have a lot of good conversations with them. And I don't think being an atheist instantly makes you smart and rational and moral. So we should really consider how we are addressing things in future and perhaps not focus on intelligence at all. Talk to the person and find out a bit about them. And maybe, just maybe, you'll find that they are more well-informed. They are quite rational. They do have potentially good arguments, even if you don't find them that convincing yourself. It's the end of another sci-fi short. Have yourself a good one.